Welcome to day 264 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries, broadcasting to you from the beautiful country of Tanzania, where I will be for the next 6 weeks. So you'll be hearing the Word of God broadcasting to you from East Africa as we continue to journey through the Old Testament for the last couple of weeks, and then we're going to move into the New Testament for the balance of this year. Today we will be reading from the Amplified Bible, and we are covering Zechariah chapters 5 through 9. So beginning today at Zechariah chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Again, I lifted up my eyes, and behold, I saw a scroll flying or floating in the air. And the angel said to me, "What do you see?" And I answered, "I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits, or 30 feet, and its breadth is 10 cubits, or 15 feet. Then he said to me, "This is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole land. For everyone who steals shall be cut off from henceforth according to it, the curse written on this subject on the scroll. And everyone who swears falsely shall be cut off from henceforth according to it. I will bring the curse forth, says the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him who swears falsely by my name, and it shall abide in the midst of his house, and shall consume it, both its timber and its stones." Then the angel who talked with me came forward and said to me, "Lift up now your eyes and see what this is that goes forth." And I said, "What is it? What does it symbolize?" And he said, "This that goes forth is an ephah-sized vessel for separate grains all collected together. This," he continued, "is the symbol of the sinners mentioned above, and is the resemblance of their iniquity throughout the whole land. And behold, a round, flat weight of lead was lifted, and there sat a woman in the midst of the ephah-sized vessel. And he said, 'This is lawlessness, wickedness.' And he thrust her back into the ephah-sized vessel, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth of it. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there were two women coming forward. The wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephah-sized vessel between the earth and the heavens. Then said I to the angel who talked with me, 'Where are they taking the ephah-sized vessel?' And he said to me, 'To the land of Shinar, Babylonia, to build it a house, and when it is finished, to set up the ephah-sized vessel, the symbol of such sinners and their guilt, there upon its own base.'" Chapter 6. And again I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four chariots came out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of firm, immovable bronze. The first chariot had red or bay horses. The second chariot had black horses. The third chariot had white horses. And the fourth chariot had dappled, active, and strong horses. Then I said to the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?" And the angel answered me, "These are the four winds, or spirits of the heavens, which go forth from presenting themselves before the Lord of all the earth. The chariot with the black horses is going forth into the north country, and the white ones are going forth after them, because there are two northern powers to overcome, and the dappled ones are going forth toward the south country. And the chariots with the strong horses went forth and sought to go that they might patrol the earth. And the Lord said to them, 'Go, walk to and fro through the earth and patrol it, So they walked about through the earth, watching and protecting it. Then he summoned me and said to me, "Behold, these that go toward the north country have quieted my spirit of wrath and have caused it to rest in the north country." And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Accept donations and offerings from these as representatives of the exiles from Heldai, from Tobijah, and from Jediah, who have come from Babylon, and come the same day and go to the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Yes, take from them silver and gold, and make crowns, and set one upon the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, you, Joshua, behold, look at, keep in sight, watch, the man, the Messiah, whose name is the Branch, for he shall grow up in his place, and he shall build the true temple of the Lord.' Yes, you are building a temple of the Lord, but it is he who shall build the true temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the honor and glory as of the only begotten of the Father, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between the two offices, priest and king. And the other crown shall be credited to Helem, Heldai, to Tobijah, and to Jediah, and to the kindness and favor of Josiah the son of Zephaniah, and shall be in the temple of the Lord for a reminder and memorial. And those who are far off shall come and help build the temple of the Lord, and you shall know, recognize, and understand that the Lord sent me, Zechariah, to you, and your part in this shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God." Chapter 7. And in the fourth year of the reign of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, Chislev. Now the people of Bethel had sent Sharezer and Regem-Melech and their men to pray and entreat the favor of the Lord, and to speak to the priests of the house of the Lord and to the prophets, saying, "Now that I am returned from exile, should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself, as I have done these so many years in Babylon?" Then came the word of the Lord of hosts to me, Zechariah, saying, "Speak to all the people of the land and to the priests, saying, 'When you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months, even those 70 years you were in exile, was it for me that you fasted? For me? And when you ate and when you drank, did you not eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Should you not hear the words which the Lord cried by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity with her cities round about her, and the south, the Negeb, and the lowlands were inhabited?" And the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, "Thus has the Lord of hosts spoken, execute true judgment, and show mercy and kindness and tender compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow or the fatherless, the temporary resident or the poor, and let none of you devise or imagine or think evil against his brother in your heart." But they refused to listen, and turned a rebellious and stubborn shoulder, and made heavy and dull their ears, that they might not hear. Yes, they made their hearts as an adamant stone or diamond point, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore there came great wrath from the Lord of hosts. So it came to pass that as he cried and they would not hear, he said, "So they shall cry and I will not answer, says the Lord of hosts. But I will scatter them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they know not and who know not them. Thus the land was desolate after they had gone, so that no man passed through or returned. For they, the Jews, by their sins, had caused to be laid waste and forsaken the pleasant land, the land of desire. Chapter 8. And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I am jealous for her with great wrath against her enemies. Thus says the Lord, I shall return to Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Old men and old women shall again dwell in Jerusalem and sit out in the streets, every man with his staff in his hand for very advanced age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, because it will be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in those days in which it comes to pass, should it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west, the country of the going down of the sun. And I will bring them home, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and faithfulness and in righteousness. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Let your hands be strong and hardened, you who in these days hear these words from the mouths of the prophets, who on the day that the foundation of the Lord of hosts was laid, foretold that the temple should be rebuilt. For before those days there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast, neither was there any peace or success to him who went out or came in, because of the adversary and oppressor. For I let loose all men, everyone against his neighbor. But now, in this period since you began to build, I am not to the remnant of this people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts. For there shall the seed produce peace and prosperity. The vine shall yield her fruit, and the ground shall give its increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit and possess all these things. And as you have been a curse and a byword among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong and hardened. For thus says the Lord of hosts, As I thought to bring calamity upon you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, and I did not relent or revoke your sentence, so again have I purposed in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear not. These are the things that you shall do. Speak every man the truth with his neighbor. Render the truth and pronounce the judgment or verdict that makes for peace in the courts at your gates. And let none of you think or imagine or devise evil or injury in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these things I hate, says the Lord. And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, Zechariah, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, The fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah times of joy and gladness, and cheerful appointed seasons. Therefore, in order that this may happen to you as the condition of fulfilling the promise, love, truth, and peace. Thus says the Lord of hosts, It shall yet come to pass that there shall come to Jerusalem peoples and the inhabitants of many and great cities, And the inhabitants of one city shall go to them of another, saying, Let us go speedily to pray and entreat the favor of the Lord, and to seek, inquire of, and require to meet our own most essential need, the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yes, many people and strong nations shall come to Jerusalem to seek, inquire of, and require to fill their own urgent need, the Lord of hosts, and to pray to the Lord for his favor. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men out of all languages of the nations shall take hold of the robe of him who is a Jew, saying, Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Chapter 9. The burden or oracle, the thing to be lifted up of the word of the Lord, is against the land of Hadrach in Syria, and Damascus shall be its resting place. For the Lord has an eye upon mankind, as upon all the tribes of Israel. And Hamath also, which borders on Damascus, Tyre with Sidon, though they are very wise. And Tyre has built herself a stronghold on an island a half a mile from the shore, which seems impregnable, and heaped up silver like dust and fine gold like the mire of the streets. Behold, the Lord will cast her out and dispossess her. He will smite her power in the sea, and into it, and Tyre, shall be devoured by fire. The strong cities of Philistia shall see it in fear, Ashkelon, Gaza also, and be sorely pained, and Ekron, for her confidence and expectation shall be put to shame, and a king, monarchical government, shall perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. And a mongrel people shall dwell in Ashdod, and I will put an end to the pride of the Philistines. And I will take out of the Philistines' mouths and from between their teeth the abominable idolatrous sacrifices eaten with blood. And they too shall remain and be a remnant for our God. And they shall be like chieftains, the head over 1,000 in Judah. And Ekron shall be like one of the Jebusites, who at last were merged and had lost their identity in Israel. Then I will encamp about my house as a guard or a garrison, so that none shall march back and forth, and no oppressor or demanding collector shall again overrun them, for now my eyes are upon them. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. He is uncompromisingly just and having salvation, triumphant and victorious, patient, meek, lowly, and riding on a donkey, upon a colt, the foal of a donkey. And I will cut off and exterminate the war chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall speak the word, and peace shall come to the nations. And his dominion shall be from the Mediterranean Sea to any other sea, and from the river Euphrates to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of and for the sake of the covenant of the Lord with his people, which was sealed with sprinkled covenant blood, I have released and sent forth your imprisoned people out of the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold of security and prosperity, you prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will restore double your former prosperity to you. For I have bent Judah for myself as my bow, filled the bow with Ephraim as my arrow, and will stir up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and will make you, Israel, as the sword of a mighty man. and the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning, and the Lord God will blow the trumpet and will go forth in the windstorms of the south. The Lord of hosts shall defend and protect them, and they shall devour, and they shall tread on their fallen enemies as on sling stones that have missed their aim. And they shall drink of victory and be noisy and turbulent as from wine and become full like bowls used to catch the sacrificial blood, like the corners of the sacrificial altar. And the Lord their God will save them on that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the precious jewels of a crown lifted high over and shining glitteringly upon his land. For how great is God's goodness, and how great is his beauty, and how great he will make Israel's goodliness and Israel's beauty. Grain shall make the young men thrive, and fresh wine the maidens. This is the end of today's scripture reading. As we are reading through the book of Zechariah, there's something that I want to bring to your attention, and that is the meaning of the prophet's name. The meaning of the word Zechariah from the Hebrew means whom Jehovah remembers. And it's interesting that his father is also named, as is very often found in biblical history. It says that he was the son of Berechiah, and his name means Jehovah blesses. And then his father, which would be the grandfather of Zechariah, was a man by the name of Iddo, which from the Hebrew means the appointed time. So think about these three names: whom Jehovah remembers, Jehovah blesses, the appointed time. You could say God remembers and God blesses at the appointed time. And that's actually what we see as we read through the book of Zechariah. Zechariah reminds the people in chapter 8, verse 13, that he remembers that they have been a curse and a byword among the nations during the time of their captivity. And yet he goes on to say, so I will save you and you shall be a blessing. So we see the Lord remembering them and the Lord bringing blessing and making them a blessing. And then as we move on to chapter 9, verse 9, we find one of the great messianic prophecies, a prophetic word about the time of the Messiah in Israel. And it says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you, patient, meek, lowly, and riding on a donkey, upon a colt, the foal of a donkey. And that very quote was reiterated in Matthew chapter 21, when Jesus himself told the disciples, go into a village that's opposite you, and at once you'll find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall reply, the Lord needs them, and he will let them go without delay. And then the next verse tells us this happened so that what was spoken by the prophet might be fulfilled. And then the very next verse, Matthew 21:5, quotes Zechariah 9:9, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So Zechariah tells the people who have now returned to Jerusalem, God remembers, God will bless you, and it will be in his appointed time. In fact, the prophet gives a great and powerful word of encouragement that I want you to listen to carefully, and I want you to take it for your very own life. In chapter 9 of Zechariah, verse 12, one of the most beautiful scripture verses in this book, it says, return to the stronghold of security and prosperity, you prisoners of hope. even today do I declare that I will restore double your former prosperity to you. Let me read that one more time, and I want you to imagine the Lord speaking this word to you. Return to the stronghold of security and prosperity, you prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will restore double your former prosperity to you. This expression, you prisoners of hope, is a very powerful one. Imagine someone who has been through a terrible, traumatic experience where there was great loss. And from the standpoint where they are standing, it looks like there's no hope that anything will ever get better, feel better, seem better, look better for their life. The trauma, the tragedy, the grief seems so overwhelming that there's no hope on the horizon. Yet in the Bible, when the word hope is used, the meaning actually brings us this definition: a strong and confident expectation of good. A strong and confident expectation of good. So here Zechariah calls his people who have been in captivity in Babylon, who were dragged from their homeland 700 miles across desert, placed under bondage to a foreign nation and foreign king, and forced to live in a place they don't recognize and are not familiar with, and are not free to move about. They're not free to return to their land. This is what they've been living under. And yet Zechariah calls them, you prisoners of hope. Someone who knows their God has hope. They have confident expectation of good, despite circumstances around them which would speak hopelessness to them. You may be in a situation where the circumstances appear hopeless. The circumstances make you feel emotionally hopeless, without hope. Yet God says, if you're a person who knows his God, who knows the character of God, who knows the love of God, regardless of how desperate your circumstance may be right now, the Lord says to you, you're a prisoner of hope. You can't give up because you know me. You can't turn your back on God because you know him. You're a prisoner of hope. You can't turn away from this powerful thing called hope, this confident expectation of good, because you have a good God who loves you, who remembers you, who knows your circumstances, who will do for you what he promised for the people of Israel through Zechariah, that he will remember, that he will bless, and that he will do it in his perfect appointed season. The Lord said here in this scripture, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare to you that I will restore double your former prosperity to you. God wants to encourage you today. If you're in a difficult place, you're facing difficult circumstances, in the natural view, with your natural eyes, there doesn't appear to be any good that will come out of the situation you're in. Yet God calls to you and says, you prisoner of hope, one who can't turn away from God because you know that he's a good God. You can't help but continue to hope despite the circumstance you're in, because you serve a good God. You serve a faithful God. You serve a God who loves you. You serve a God who remembers. You serve a God who blesses, and he will do it in his perfect and appointed time. Be encouraged today. The Lord declares he will restore double your former prosperity to you. God bless you and give you a hope-filled week with confident expectation of the goodness of God coming on the scene in your personal situation. God bless you.